The resolution primarily calls on the International Pacific Halibut Commission to assign new catch limits for each fishing area based on the average share of halibut that's been caught in each of those areas in the past 15 years. That would be a major change from the IPHC's current model of assessing halibut stocks coastwide and using scientific survey data to apportion catch limits to each regulatory area. There was no one at Petersburg's recent city council meeting to speak in support of the proposed change. However, it did prompt some words of caution from the director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, the town's largest commercial fishing group. PVOA's Julianne Curry gave the council a short presentation on halibut management. She noted that the staff of the International Pacific Halibut Commission is recommending a total cut of 10% in Alaska catches coastwide, including another deep cut of 26% to the limit in Southeast Regulatory Area 2C. However, she disagreed with the resolution's proposal out of concern that it would result in too high a harvest rate. She pointed out that according to IPHC staff, using that 15-year average method would not respond to current biomass estimates, information, or catches.
The IPHC is trying to get all regulatory areas down to a 20% harvest rate, which is the rate you can harvest on off the exploitable biomass. They want you at or below 20%. And if we would have done a 15-year average in 2007, we would have been harvesting at about a 33% harvest rate here in 2C. And the folks down in Canada would have been harvesting at a 47% harvest rate. So not quite sustainable, not exactly what we're looking for in the long term.
Curry showed the council a series of IPHC graphs and data to illustrate the point. While he acknowledged that some fishermen didn't like IPHC's methods, Councillor Mark Jensen agreed the resolution's proposal could ultimately hurt the halibut stocks, and he didn't think the council should support it.
Even if you don't agree with some of the methods that IPHC has used lately in changing models, I don't think it's in the council's best interest to try to dictate how the Halibut Commission comes up with the science to, you know, come up with a total allowable catch and then the apportionment of that for area by area. And if the graphs are right that have just been presented to us, if they're trying to get every area down to a 20% exploitation rate of the fish in that area, and if we do the 15-year average and it's going to be 33%, I don't think it would be good for the long-term health of the fishery.
The rest of the council agreed, and they voted down the resolution unanimously. The same measure did pass the Ketchikan City Council and the Borough Assembly unanimously earlier this year. The measure has been backed by some commercial and charter fishermen who disagree with the IPHC's model for determining catch limits. Commercial halibut fishermen in Southeast have seen their limits drop by more than 50% over the past 4 years, and that situation has increased pressure to reduce catches by the sport charter industry as well. Commercial halibut fisherman Jim Whitethorn had asked the Petersburg City Council to consider the resolution. Whitethorn says he purchased most of the quota share he owns, and with the cuts to the quota in recent years, he struggled to make payments. Whitethorn has formed a group of like-minded fishermen calling itself the West Brothers Group. They say the commission's assessment model isn't working and they want to see it changed.
I think this year we've got enough data of their own data to prove this, that it's not working. And before they, you know, come up with another one that's going to destroy two or three areas like they've done with our area and the Canadian area, we think they should just level things off and go to those averages, take the total biomass down to where they want to take it, so we still include the science in this situation, and get us back online so we can have a little breathing room until they can come up with something better or prove some other model that's going to work.
Whitethorn has submitted the 15-year harvest method proposal for consideration by the International Pacific Halibut Commission. The commission's annual meeting starts January 26th in Seattle. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.